Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. Kyron Wheatley here with you, host of the show Wax Quizzical. Which you know by now because we've nearly done 100 episodes of this thing. That is a lot of weird fucking characters on a brain's trust. We're going to celebrate that by having a live episode. So if you're in Melbourne and you'd like to come on the 9th of July to see a live episode of Wax Quizzical, then you can get tickets at www.comedyrepublic.com.au. It's obviously being held at Comedy Republic because that's the venue that we own. So that's where we've decided to do it this time, just this time, at 3:30 p.m. on the 9th of July. That's a Saturday afternoon. We're going to celebrate 100 episodes of this thing. That's coming up very, very soon. So please, you know, grab yourself a ticket. Come pop the champagne with us. We're going to bring back some of the favourite characters of the last 100 episodes. And you can be there. Comedyrepublic.com.au is where you need to go for that. Hey, one other thing before we hit play on this episode is that for the first minute, Misha's mic, we used microphones that have switches. I don't know why they put switches on microphones. Because, like, when I bought them, I said, that's a nightmare waiting to happen. And then it happened. So for the first minute, Misha's audio is terrible. But persist, because this is a hilarious episode with Zach from Auntie Donna, of course, and Charlie Lewin in the hot seat again. So here we go. Let's hit now. What are we up to? What episode are we up to here? 96th episode of Wax Quizzical. Hello, welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers, but we'll see if we can change that today, again, with Charlie Lewin.
Hello, how are we going?
I'm good, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you, I'm so happy to be here. Very comfy, lovely couch of yours.
I know, we quite often record at Comedy Republic, but today we're at my house.
Yeah, Chez Lange, I think they say in Paris.
Do they?
Yeah.
Exclusively in Paris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never made it out of there. How's the last 4 weeks been?
Been good.
Have you got to do any quizzes in the last 4 weeks?
I've actually been getting into the New York Times
crosswords. Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I've been doing the crosswords, but my subscription has ended. You got the test
yes. Subscription.
Now I can only
You accidentally got charged once, and yes. Now you've unsubscribed.
Exactly.
So. I started doing, you know, obviously everyone does Wordle, and they bought Wordle, and they advertised Spelling Bee at the end of Wordle. And I bought a subscription to start playing that. And it's great. It's like a little hexagonal
I know the one.
Letter game. Yeah, and you've got to find as many letters as you can out of the hexagon.
Crazy. Have you tried
Quirtle? And for that, I pay like $7 a month.
They get you.
Yeah.
So bad. Have you tried Quirtle? It's four Wordles in a quartet, and like you answer one at a time. My boyfriend's obsessed with it. It
just, right.
It's like that.
There's just more Wordles per day.
Yes, it's just more Wordle for your buck.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Do you assist with boyfriend's Wordles, or is it a solo game?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like a task to me. You know, it just feels like maths, and I'm like, I'm not about that life.
Well, I have a task for you today. 10 questions from the Saturday paper.
Yes, let's do it.
But you have some assistance. Yeah, a brains trust, if you will. First of all, this is actually great because sometimes I think maybe I'd like to write for TV. I don't know if you feel that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we have a writer here today for free-to-air medical dramas. It's a big hello to Judy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I am a writer.
Thank you for being here, Judy. Judy.
Judy, just Judy, like Madonna.
Oh, it's a Madonna.
Or Jaws.
Not Jaws 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So you work on free-to-air medical, exclusively free-to-air?
I have a particular interest in free-to-air.
Okay.
Because it's a dying art, and yes. I'm here to save it. I'm very good at my job.
Yes.
And exclusively, I should say, medical dramas is where I work. I am the second highest paid working writer in medical dramas.
What, the highest paid Shonda Rhimes or?
Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey.
The highest paid writer.
Yeah.
And look, I don't like talking about Meredith. We do have Bad Blood, which I'm sure you've all seen in the Daily Mail.
You're in a fight with Meredith Grey.
Have been for a while, actually. She's a real uppity bitch.
Yes. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Judy, have you bumped your on switch?
Hello.
Yes, there you are.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. Sometimes you're a writer, and so for performance, it must be a bit different.
Yes, I'm shitting my pants. This is petrifying.
So Judy is here, Charlie.
Amazing.
Thanks for having me.
But the brain trust does not end there. We also have for you today a bachelor and a grump. It's Lord Ruffleben III.
Hello there. My name is Lord Ruffleben.
Yes.
And I am a bachelor, and I will not be taken by any of those sisters, as fine as they are, each more beautiful than the last.
Yes.
No, I like my life in the city, and sure, I will come for this quiet country time to do your podcast, but I will not be taken by any of those sisters.
No, do people keep sort of thrusting sisters upon you, do they?
Well, I go to dances and whatnot. I have quite a fortune. My great aunt, when she passed, gave it all to me. I owned land in
North
Grumble. Yes, Lady Ruffleton. She owned a great, great pasture in North.
Lady Ruffleton. Because you're Lord Ruffleben. So were you sort of not related or through marriage?
Well, she's
was
my
it?
Maternal grand aunt.
Okay.
That's my mother's maiden name.
So the Ruffletons married into the Rufflebens.
After the Great Ruffle War.
Oh, yes, the Great Ruffle War.
Yes.
I'm a quartered German. I don't. I'm a big from England.
Okay, so the Ruffelbens and the Ruffletons, and they had you, and you've got the wealth of the family. It was all handed to you. When
27 years old. I'm the eldest bachelor in London, and I often go to dances in the country, and everyone tells me you must settle down, find yourself a wife, and I say no to that. But I like the bachelor life in London. Sometimes I go on short sojourns to Paris.
Oh, yes. You go on the tour.
Yes, on the tour I go to Paris. I go and I get the finest haute couture clothes. Mm-hmm. That's the latest
on the
thing.
Champs-Élysées?
Yes, that one. I go there and I'm a very fancy British lord.
Yes. Do you head up to Amsterdam? There's lots to do in Amsterdam, isn't
there? Well, what is there to do in Amsterdam?
Well, some of those streets, some of those back alleys.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm from England.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes I come on this podcast, I think I've overthought the character. This time I thought I'd just wing it, and I'm seeing why you don't.
No, we're...
I'm Lord Ruffleben, and I love to go to London and the country manor. And,
absolutely. What year is it, Lord Ruffleben?
Oh, what year do you want it to be?
Is it present day?
You know, I was going to sort of... No, I think I'll go Victorian era. Yeah. But then, you know, I was going to be Victorian era, you'll see. And then, what's your... Judy.
Judy, yeah.
Judy was talking about, you know, lots of things. I thought, God, it'd be good to riff with her. But now I've just got to be like, what's that? Is that like a book? What's that? Is that... So I don't know. Should I come from... Maybe.
We could just make it 2017.
Okay, I'm from all the way back in 2017.
Terrific. So Lord Ruffleburn from all the way back in 2017 is here, Charlie.
I really relate, actually, to Lord Ruffleburn, you know, refusing life with women and, you know, spending a lot of time in back alleys and...
Yes. you haven't taken any sisters?
No. People keep trying. They keep throwing women at me. Left, right, and center, but...
You're also an avowed bachelor.
Absolutely. Yes. We stand strong.
Oh, yeah. It's truthfully, it's a fascinating story that you're telling and one that would work perfectly in a medical drama. You just throw a cancer in there, put him in a hospital, and it works. Thank
you. That's all you need.
Thank you.
That's what makes it medical.
Yes.
Are you jotting that down?
Yes,
you?
I am. I'm definitely not looking up songs from 2017.
Yes, very good. Very good. This is the voice. I found it. It's very good. Hello there.
Shall we do a quiz?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a quiz?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
Let's do a quiz. Question one. On June 17, 1972, a break-in was discovered at which office apartment hotel complex in Washington, D.C. On June 17th, 1972, there was a break-in at an office apartment hotel complex in Washington, D.C. What was the name of that?
I know it from the movie Dick. Have we all seen the movie Dick?
Oh, I've seen Dick. Yeah.
It's got Michelle.
I think Lord Ruffleburn might have.
Yeah. Have you seen Dick?
Seen Dick.
Yes, I went on a safari and with a good friend of mine.
Manservant.
I'm so sorry. I'd like to just confirm something. I have a reputation I need to uphold. I was not doing a funny. There is a movie called Dick. We are all on the same page, right? Michelle Williams, that other one, and they discover the thing. So I wasn't being crude. I'm just saying that because I have a job. I'm on contract.
Yes.
And I don't want this. I'm not in the. I don't want to be cancelled. I'm not about that.
And Shonda will take any opportunity.
Shonda is a bitch. Yeah. Let's just.
Oh, you also have a problem with Shonda.
I have a problem with anyone involved in medical drama that isn't me. I have a problem with Noah Wiley. I have a problem with George Clooney. Ooh, Shonda Rhimes.
All of the
Meredith
Saints.
Meredith Grey. All of the fucking Saints. Dogs that are blue heelers. That's police. But there were hospital scenes. I have a problem with anyone involved in a medical drama that gets paid at any point. Yeah. I just wanted to confirm.
But on June 17th, 1972, there was a break-in at which office apartment hotel complex in Washington, D.C.? Lord Ruffleburn, have you travelled over to the other continent?
I have been to the Americas from time to time. I went there as a boy.
Yeah.
And I must
the
say...
The new continent?
Yes, the new continent. And I must say, the democratic experiment failed on that day, and I took a great relish in it. Mm. I think the underlings need to just put their faith in us, the upper crust of society. That's why I do know the answer to this question.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
It's Watergate. I'm an educated man. Yes. I learned about that and read about it in the newspaper, of which I own three.
Do you?
Yes, I own the publishing house.
The Daily Mints.
Yes, but there's an Australian who's on the scene now. His name is Murdoch, and we don't care for him.
Rupee?
He puts images of nude women on his third page. He's outselling all of us.
I put Watergate.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll put Watergate. Question number two. What is the stage name of the Australian musician, DJ, and record producer, Harley Streeton?
I know of two DJs, Calvin Harris and Ruby Rose.
And Paris Hilton, who famously this week turned down DJing for President Biden to go instead to Britney Spears' wedding.
I love that. That photo from Britney Spears' wedding is the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know much about DJs. I don't.
Do you sync a lot of music to your medical dramas?
No, that's not my job.
Oh, okay.
But we always have Chasing Cars as a backup.
Absolutely.
So it's there.
And How to Save a Life.
How to Save a Life, Chasing Cars, and then suddenly J-A-C, when things go good.
When a quirky girl is finding her way in a magazine.
Right. Exactly.
Comes by.
Yeah, when Beanie Feldstein survives. Suddenly I see.
Before Lea Michele comes and kills her.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much. Okay, I would be answering the Frey. That's my answer.
Okay, so the Frey is an option available to you, Charlie. What about you, Lord Ruffleben? Do you have a Spotify subscription?
No, listen, I don't know where the music comes from. I just sort of ask for music and it starts to play.
You ring a bell and it...
Yes, I ring a bell and they play some music for me. And,
yes.
I don't really know how they play it or where they get it from. I think there's a room with records or something of that sort. And I think I'm really finding the character now and that's nice.
I'm so proud of you. It's happening.
I'm a big fan of... Australian artist, Dame Nelly Melba is a beautiful artist.
Yes.
I don't know much in the way of DJs, though.
That's a shame.
It's sort of not really my scene. I know my daughter and my son that you don't know about. I had them out of wedlock.
Oh, well, you've just...
Scandal.
You've just told us.
Yes, well, you know, I'm among friends. This is company. We all do it, you know. We all have children across Europe.
But, do you have children across Europe, Charlie?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Judy, any children across Europe?
Not one.
Not me either.
Oh, okay.
Well, Harley Streeton, I used to work at Triple J, Charlie. Harley Streeton was quite popular when I was there. Pretty sure this is Flume. I'm pretty sure Flume's name is Harley.
Is he the one that showed his, like, he famously, like, showed his balls on stage or something like that?
No, he's stuck.
I think you're thinking of Axel White.
Sorry, Lord. Sorry. Sorry, Lord.
You have to get out of the video hits contract, you see?
You've said... You've just
he
said...
He wanted to make music again. They wouldn't let him. He had to get out of his video hits contract, so he got all his balls out at the office.
So you are a big fan of Australian artists.
Axel, yes.
Yes. Axel and Dame Nelly.
Yes, yes.
He transcends.
Yeah. I mean, that rock and roll voice, he really stepped up on... Yeah. I remember they were sitting there, Dicko and... Yeah. Dicko and Marsha, the other one, they were sitting there like, we haven't seen anyone good all morning. And then Axel came out and he had a rock and roll voice.
Yeah.
Love Axel.
Okay, so Axel Whitehead is also an option available to you.
Let's go with Flume.
Okay, I'll put Flume. Question number three. The drawing Vitruvian Man is by which famous Italian? I don't know why I find that funny. The drawing Vitruvian Man is by which famous Italian? There you go. Vitruvian.
Surely you have this hanging in one of your many.
Man, yeah. Do you have many galleries at the mansion? Do you have artwork hanging up and down the stairs, I imagine?
Most of my art is in vaults at airports, like that movie, you know, the Tenet.
Getting Even with Dad.
Yeah, you see Tenet? Getting Even with Dad.
I haven't seen that one. Is that a medical drama?
No, it's not. It stars Ted Danson, who I am so sure has been in a medical drama, 100%. No, there's a scene where there is a bag hidden at an airport in that film, and it's great. And so I just assumed you were talking about that, but you're apparently not.
No, see, what happens is I have a lot of art in my manners and whatnot, but also if I need, I do a lot of illegal things. I don't like paying tax, even though it just goes to my third cousin, the Queen. So I buy and sell a lot of art that I never even see, that I don't even know about.
And it's a way of sort of getting the money washed.
Well, you wash the money through the art, then you send it to the Caymans.
Yes,
yes, you understand now.
Yes,
that's got to be Leonardo, surely.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, DiCaprio from Titanic.
Yeah,
yes. Let's do Leonardo, not from Titanic.
Okay, Da Vinci, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put Leonardo da Vinci, famous Italian Leonardo da Vinci. Question number four. What is the latest spin-off film in the Toy Story franchise?
Oh.
What is the latest spin-off film in the Toy Story franchise? Judy, is this a medical drama? Has Toy Story gone off into medicine?
It hasn't at all. It's an animation, and I don't specialize in animation, but I do know about spin-offs.
Oh, my God.
General Practice.
Frasier.
What was it?
Yeah.
Becca.
From Cheers.
I'm sure. Oh, Cheers. Yeah. That's not a medical drama. No. I feel like I've limited myself. But that's fine. No, I know a lot about sequels.
Oh, yeah.
And
why? How did you discover so much about sequels? What it is about sequels?
Because I'm hired to write on them.
Okay.
Because what will happen is usually what happens is Shonda Rhimes creates a show, then doesn't get along well with someone, but yep. that someone's making a lot of money for Shonda Rhimes. So she puts them in something else.
Okay.
This is factual.
Is that what she did with the...
Funny, that was the question.
Yeah, there you go. Is that what she did with that redhead lady?
Yes, that's what she did with Meredith Grey's husband's ex-wife.
Yeah.
So she created another show for her. So I do know a little bit about... It's Buzz Lightyear. It's called Lightyear, I believe.
Lightyear, you reckon?
I don't reckon I know. So yes, I would put money on it, and I have a lot.
Oh, you both have a lot. You both have a lot of money, then.
You know what's the difference, eh? She'll always be middle class. Doesn't matter how much money she has.
Why is that?
You're slouching. You'll always be middle class to me, darling.
Have you seen the Toy Stories, Lord?
I have, yes. Yes, yeah. I love the Toy Stories. The stories of the toys.
Did you cry in the third one?
I've never cried, darling.
I never cried.
I cried once, I think, and then I got beaten.
I could never cast you in one of my shows. It's a prerequisite that you can cry.
Oh, yes. Well, I wouldn't want to be in one of your shows.
As soon
darling.
As the fray starts, you need to waterworks.
That'll be below you, I'd think.
Yes. You know, I've got a cousin who's... He decided to marry an actress, an American actress, just like... Did shows like yours.
Catherine Heigl?
That sort of thing, you know? And we just said, you know, if that's fine. You can marry the American actress, but... You're not coming round here again. You can go and live in America for all I care.
Yes, disgusting place.
Yes, I don't care for America. They're so vulgar and loud and I'm changing character every time you come back.
You're a bit gayer, I'd have to say.
Well, you know.
Sort of leaning into
the
Bachelor.
Sort of out there with these sort of, you know, all I know is that I live in my big manor. I live alone and I shan't be marrying any of those sisters, even though they're all as beautiful as the last. Now, the question was, which Toy Story spin-off? I don't know. Maybe Toy Story Hobbs versus Shaw. That's my only guess.
Okay,
there.
Toy Story Hobbs versus Shaw or Lightyear?
Lightyear.
I'll put Lightyear. Question number five. What is the name of the famous quantum theory thought experiment in which a hypothetical cat is trapped in a box? What is the name of the famous, apparently, quantum theory thought experiment in which a hypothetical cat...
That's a real humdinger.
He's trapped in a box.
That'd be Schrodinger's.
What does it mean to be a humdinger?
I don't know. I was trying to be funny with words. and I was really hoping after I said it, there was a moment I was like, don't make eye contact with Karen because she'll ask you to expand on that. So, let's move on. But I'm just saying that's a difficult question if you're not a very smart person like
that. I'm torn. It's either Schrodinger's cat.
What's Schrodinger's cat about?
Is the cat in the box or is it not in the box? It's simultaneously both in the box and not in the box.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to know something fucked up?
Yes, I do.
Judy.
I love this vulgar sort of gossip.
Sort of American
this
gossip.
This is
I just love it. I just think, you know, they always come from the antipodes of their vulgar gossip. I think this it's quite fun, you know.
This is a true story that actually is true to my life.
Yes.
When I was in primary school, there was a period in, like, prep where we all had imaginary friends.
Yes.
We'd all play with our imaginary friends. Yes. I had one named Benji.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, at the age of 5... had one named Schrodinger's cat. I think about that at least once a month and have done since I was 5.
Were you friends with 11 from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
No. Yes, actually. Yeah. Stranger Things, yes.
Charlie, what do you reckon? What is the name of the famous quantum theory thought experiment in which a hypothetical cat is trapped in a box?
Schrodinger's cat.
I think you're doing very well.
Question number 6.
You're rubbing my thigh.
Really adding a layer to this character that I didn't anticipate. But I'll roll with it. Yes, and? How many seats?
Yes, and? Yeah, sure. Yes, all right.
How many seats did the Australian Labor Party win at the 2022 federal election?
Too many.
Too many, do you reckon?
Those vulgar working class politicians. Yeah. I only like Tories. I shouldn't say that, of course, but, you know, I'm amongst friends. Always talking about working class this, working class that. No,
yes.
I'm actually a part of the House of Lords, you see.
That's why you're a lord, of course.
Yes, yes.
What are the requirements of that? Do you have to go down to the House very often?
Yes, I just pop down. They say, well, you know, the Labour people have said this. I say, well, no to that. They say, the Tories have said this. I say, let it through.
Yes.
It's quite fun, really. A great way to spend a week.
And do you get to hang out with friends down there in the common rooms, in the bars, in the House of Lords?
Not the common rooms, no.
Exclusive rooms.
Yes, you know, we'll sort of go down and I'm
chambers.
Member of the chambers, and I'm a member of various gentlemen's clubs in the city, and we'll just sort of go there and hang out in Soho.
Yes.
What kind of things do you do at a gentleman's club?
Yeah, because there's no women allowed in there, are there?
No. No, well, you know, we just, with the wives, they go off to wherever they go off to, and we usually just watch boxing matches. We just get young virile men to box each other.
Oh,
it's a true story.
Not on the TV.
Club, they often have boxing matches.
Live boxing matches.
They get young men in, bash the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
They just sort of various QCs stand around and bet on them, I suppose. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
It's not a word of a lie.
Yeah. Okay. But how many seats did the Australian Labor Party win at the 2022 federal election? Were you watching on election night, Charlie?
Was no, I wasn't watching. I was on Twitter trying to look at some hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was 77.
You really think 77?
That's the number that rings a bell in my head. I have a problem. a problem.
Yes.
If I'm in the room with someone with an upper class British accent, if I'm in the room with someone who has a very strong upper class British accent, it often seeps into my body, and I cannot help.
Well, what on,
but also,
well, lucky for you,
lucky this no is one, one has a strong.
I'm so scared to speak.
Next time we do this, we should team up, make it a sort
I think
of pair.
That we should have done that. Work, absolutely,
work together, find two characters that bounce off each other. What the fuck is this? I'm playing some sort of closeted House of Lords, third cousin to the Queen, Tory.
About that, yeah.
And you're
Judy.
Judy,
like Jaws.
There's two poorly realised characters. Yeah. Together we could have made something beautiful.
If only we'd known that we work well together. If only that had crossed our mind.
Oh, 77. No.
Yes, let's do that.
I'll put 77. Question number 7. Jai Hindley last month became the first Australian overall winner of which Grand Tour cycling race?
In overalls?
Jai Hindley last month became the first Australian overall winner of
which
Grand Tour cycling race? Now, my brother was watching this, and he was trying to get me to watch it, and I didn't, and I can't remember now which Grand Tour it was.
Can we phone your brother?
No, unfortunately. There's no phone a friend. We've just got the brains trust here.
Yeah.
But luckily...
They are more than enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lord Ruffleben?
Yes. Yes.
Do any of your family... play in the sports?
Yes, I know the entire equestrian Olympics team. I did, in fact, compete in the 1980, one of the 80s, the Moscow Olympics.
Yes. Oh, great.
So I got a bronze.
Yeah,
oh. Lovely, yeah.
Oh, you were in the equestrian?
Oh, yeah. I did the one where you sit on the horse and it does the little trot. Yeah. I just thought, wouldn't that be fun? It was mid-1970s, and I just thought, wouldn't it be fun? You know, I like the horse.
And did you have to do anything, or was there someone controlling the horse?
Well, I control the horse. I sit on the horse. I've got a very good relationship with the horse, you see.
What's your horse's name?
Well, it's dead now.
Sorry.
The horse's name was Butterbean.
Butterbean. Butterbean or Butterbean?
Yeah, Butterbean. Okay. And I tell you, I'd get on that horse and it would trot about, and I got a bronze for it. It was a lot of fun, you know. Yes,
that's great.
Yes, so that's
it's difficult, isn't it? You've got to train for sport.
You put a lot of hours in. If you've got natural skill, you know, you don't have to.
I have natural skill. I also had a $750,000 horse.
Yeah, the best horse to make it.
And you owned the equestrian league.
Yes. And which does help. And here's the thing, I had a lot of free time. I mean, the land pays for itself, you know. I don't actually do much by the way of work. I sort of...
What about being in the House of Lords? That doesn't keep you busy?
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
Running the country?
Well, like, just
you have there. Jobs there, though, surely.
Jobs? No, darling. I mean, I choose the person that chooses the people that do the jobs, but no, I just own the land. I rarely go up there. No, I've got a lot of free time to trot about on my horse, and one day I was trotting about, I thought, you know what, let's just do the Olympics.
Let's trot in Moscow.
Yeah, let's trot in Moscow, and you do it, you know. It's not that hard when you've got that much free time.
So. Yeah, did you enjoy Russia?
Oh, yes, I find it terribly fun.
Yeah.
they're all very terribly serious people in Russia. Yeah. I think there's a sense of humour there that I think a lot of people don't see, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun in Russia, yeah.
Have you been recently?
Yes. I go quite often. Yeah. They help me with my money. Yeah. I own a lot of things in Russia.
Oh, great. Also, like oil fields.
Yes, oil fields, gas pipelines. There's a lot of investments. I don't really engage with that.
No.
You know, I don't really focus on those things, but you've got to put your money into things. And often, you know, there'll be various friends. I have very good friends in Russia, and they'll call me up and they'll say, oh, you know, I'm in a spot of bother here. I've upset this politician. Mind if I get a citizenship? And I'll call my third cousin, the Queen. She'll put me through to someone and we work it out for them. You know,
terrific.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah,
so you're smuggling Russians into the countries?
I'm granting them citizenship. Smuggling in, you know. I don't think a private plane is smuggling into Heathrow. God, no. No, that's very undignified.
But Jai Hindley last month became the first Australian overall winner of Rich Grand Tour cycling race.
I look awful in overalls.
Yeah.
Yes, because of my fupa.
So, what's a fupa?
A fat upper pussy area. So because of that, I don't know the answer to this question. I've avoided
it's
overalls.
It's very funny. I have a friend from Australia called Mish that's always talking about a fupa. I think you'd get along with her famously.
It's funny. I know Mish. I know her quite well. And for some reason, she discusses her fupa with her friend Zach. You don't know him, but she discusses it with him too much. He's unfazed when she uses the word fupa now.
The way you said fupa before had such a point to it. I thought it was a hint for the clue. I was like, oh, the fupa
absolutely
race.
Absolutely not.
Yes. Yes.
I think you're not getting much help from us, darling. Everyone here is helping you with this jai boy. Now you've got to work that one out yourself, I think.
I vaguely think it might be Italy.
Italy.
I think it might be the Italian.
You would have a better sense of this than me. Let's go with Italy.
I'll put Italy. Question number 8. Oliver Tambo was a politician and revolutionary of which nation?
I wrote a storyline once.
Yes.
A corrupt surgeon doing open heart surgery puts little bombs inside his patients. I was in South Africa. So that's how I know the answer to that. The answer is South Africa.
South Africa, you reckon? So Oliver Tambo was a politician revolutionary of South Africa. What do you think of revolutionaries, Lord Ruffleben?
You know, I think my opinion on revolutionaries is well documented.
You've written some books
I've
on this.
Things I've answered this question on a few interviews, and I think it's best that I sort of stay out of my opinion of revolutionaries and colonial countries. I think we can all gather my thoughts and my opinions.
Because you were on, they interviewed you on, was it Newsnight in the UK?
Yes.
About that revolutionary you killed.
I didn't kill him. No. But yes, he did die.
And I was there.
Oh, sorry. You chose the people who chose the people that killed him.
Yes. But you have to understand, you know, I had a lot of vested interests in that country, and the man was making some issues. So, but I'm not going to talk about this, that, or the other. I think, you know, what's important now is I still held a great deal of wealth and power.
Yeah.
and I'm having fun, and I just think we can talk about all those nasty things, or we can just have a good time.
And sometimes it's so tricky when you go on those sorts of programs, isn't it, with those interviews, and they ask all those questions, and they trip you up over that. Prince Andrew was in that situation. Do you know Prince Andrew?
Yes, I know him well, and I can only talk about the man I knew.
Yes.
And that's why I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to yeah. talk about MDM, you know, it's terribly sad, all of it. But I just don't think I need to go into all that, do no. I? You know, it's all very nasty and negative.
Horrible.
Mm. It's horrible, horrible what the media did to end. Oh, God. Maybe so, I went too far, but I'm in character. I think yeah. sort of see the satire. We can sort of see that yeah, clearly there's satire there. I just wish the character was a little more fully realised at the start. Back up such bold claims.
Oliver Tambo was a politician revolutionary of South Africa?
Yes.
Question number 9. What do all the angles of a triangle always add up to? Did you study maths at school, Judy?
Yep, absolutely. I'm very good at it. I know the answer to the question.
Well, if you think you know the answer, perhaps we'll hold that so that we know we've got it as a backup. Did you study maths at school, Charlie?
I did, but now I've just gone completely blank.
Just know that it's either no matter what you think it is, I'm right.
Okay.
Whatever you think.
That will keep me warm at night. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I would say 180 degrees. Is what I'm thinking. Because if you have a square, they've all got 90, and then if you cut it in half, it would be 45.
Holy
90,
shit.
So.
Just use some logic to get to this. Does that ring true, Judy?
I would tell you the answer, but you cut me off before, so I'm mad, and I'm just going to let you just go with whatever you think, Charlie. No, it is. That's correct. But the way that you worked that out was hot.
So 180.
180, let's do it.
I will put 180. Question number 10. Mustard belongs to which vegetable family? Mustard belongs to which vegetable family? Multiple choice here for you, Charlie. A, onion. B, cabbage. Or C, gourd. G-O-U-R-D.
What's a gourd?
It's like a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin.
It's stuff that has like seeds inside.
I don't know. And I've just gotten the last couple right. So please leave me alone.
It has to be gourd because that's the only one that I know that has like seeds, like mustard. But maybe that's the trick question.
Hey, it's because onions are bulb.
Do you want to put gourd?
Let's do it.
Gourd. Right, we'll lock in gourd. That's 10 questions.
Oh,
how do you feel you did?
I think we went pretty well. Actually,
I think you've actually done quite well. I think it is probably going to come down to that last question.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Maybe the Grand Tour one.
I reckon I'm predicting. I reckon 9. Reckon.
You reckon 9?
I'm so sorry. This is the worst character I've ever done. And I've done some pretty bad ones.
Okay.
That architecture one was pretty terrible. I'm on a fucking downward slope on this podcast, I tell you what.
Let's find out how you did. Question one was, on June 17, 1972, a break-in was discovered at the Watergate office apartment hotel complex in Washington, D.C. Points straight up.
Woo.
Flume is the stage name of the artist, musician, DJ and record producer Harley Streeton.
Well done. Yes.
Two so far.
Karen Wheatley.
The drawing of Vitruvian Man is by Leonardo da Vinci.
Woo.
3 from 3. Woo. The latest spin-off film in the Toy Story franchise is called Lightyear.
Woo.
The name of the famous quantum theory thought experiment in which a hypothetical cat is trapped in a box is Schrodinger's cat.
Woo.
The Australian Labor Party won 77 seats to the 2022 federal election.
Woo.
Jai Hindley last month became the first Australian overall winner of the Giro d'Italia Grand Tour cycling race.
That's worth it.
We'll take it.
That's Italy.
Woo.
Oliver Tambo was a politician revolutionary of South Africa.
Woo.
8 out of 8. All the angles of a triangle always add up to 180 degrees.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank God. I didn't listen to a thing you said up until that point.
9 out of 9. If you get this right, you are in...
Wow.
Esteemed company.
God.
Of like Tim Hewitt and Matt Stewart and Tina Del Twist, the only 3 people to have ever got 10 out of 10.
Mm.
The question was, mustard belongs to which vegetable family?
Oh my God.
I'm genuine. 1 in 3 chance.
I'm so nervous. I'm going to piss shaking. Myself.
I can see the screen, so I'm not going to.
It was A, onion family.
Oh, fuck off.
B, cabbage family. Or C, gourd family.
Oh, we're back, baby.
You said C, gourd family. And the answer was B, cabbage family. It was a cabbage.
What?
Mustard's a cabbage.
That's some Shonda Rhimes shit.
Bullshit twist at the end, yeah. You reckon?
That's some Shonda Rhimes shit.
Spoils everything. Shit. 9 out of 10, Charlie.
I take great issue with that.
No, it's good.
What's cabbage got to do with mustard?
Well, exactly.
Apparently everything.
Yeah, everything apparently.
Everything.
No, it's very good.
I'd be happy with 9.
I'll take it.
I think we have your brain's trust to thank, you know.
I think
you should thank us, yeah.
I think you should.
Absolutely.
Say
Judy and Lord Ruffleburn the Third. It's been something.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
Been something. I would like to formally apologize.
Again, because you've apologized on Newsnight and
not about all that stuff. No, I'd like to formally apologize for I think doing the worst character this podcast has ever seen.
I don't know. I think I can give you a good run for your money there.
I think if you ever ask back Mission Zach,
I think maybe
we'll maybe check in and sort of make a double act type situation next time.
I think we'd look at how it's possible we could benefit the podcast rather than having that lose listenership.
I heard that little woo thing. I thought, hey, wouldn't that have been fun? We could have been like woo girls. Yeah. Or we could have done like commercial radio type people.
There was a moment during that wooing bit where Zach and I made eye contact. We both knew we should have done this. It was a genuine look between me and Lord Ruffleburn, where we made direct eye contact and went, if only two people who knew each other really well and had daily contact had gotten together and said, how can we make this better for our friend Kyron? Uh-huh. If only that thing existed.
I'd assumed you would, to be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Because I think last time you should Zach were on your podcast, similar sort of thing happened.
Except it was live.
And we had a good little riff, a bit of fun.
I think it's very possible that maybe, hypothetically, if there was someone named Mish, is that after she did this last time, she thought, Kyron's never going to speak to me again. And then if she were ever to be given the opportunity, maybe she would have not fucked it up again.
We could have played two fancy British people. We would have upped each other, or we could have both played writers. God, the possibilities are endless.
Who are these Mission Zach people you keep speaking
I hear they
of?
Have a wonderful podcast.
Yeah, I think it's rather common if you ask me.
Is that how you know them? You listen to their show? What's the show?
I dream of meeting them one day. Yes. They sound great. It's called Mission Zach's Leguizamo-rama, which is very interesting. I've worked with John Leguizamo before on ER in 2005. Just only 12 episodes, though, season 12.
Okay.
But he's working on that sweet Ice Age money now, so he's okay.
Michelle Zach performing any live shows at all soon?
Yes, she is.
Shit.
Yeah, I hear that Mish is doing a replay festival at Comedy Republic on the 8th of July. Are you now?
Yeah. I'm putting on a one-man show about, I've got to stop. There's nothing in this character.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Judy.
Very welcome.
What about you, Charlie? You got anything coming up in the near future? Or have you
I'm actually about to relaunch my podcast, Pop Gaze, with Jordan Barr and Aurelia St. Clair. And we're going to start having queer guests on and talk about what's hot in gay news. So we'll have to get you on to bitch about what's happening.
What's hot in gay news? I'd love to.
Yeah, exactly.
So how soon?
It's coming out. We're starting the relaunch in the middle of July, but we are banking episodes at the moment. We had a bit of a chat about that before. Everyone loves to bank a few episodes, but
you
can find us wherever you find your podcast. Okay, so probably where you're listening right now.
You're going to have to get all that sort of podcast lingo back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you can listen in the app that you're using right now.
Yeah.
To Pop Gaze. That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.